Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions. This is episode 34. That's right, people. How we doing? It is May 5th, 2020, and we got quite the episode for you. I'm going to talk about a few things, but most importantly, that's what we're here for. We're doing some, we're making love on the matchmaking on the podcast. If you recall, a week ago, I said on the pod, send me in your resume, your dating profile. I went on my IG story, asked for that as well. Got over 2,500 emails of you guys looking for love. And we're going to get it done, okay? This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I'm very excited to do this this matchmaking. I hope it goes well. We're going to get to it here shortly. But my hips are very sore. My hips are very sore because Katie put me through a hip workout. Men, we don't work on our hips. She says, you need to work on your hips. That's why you're like a leg. That's why your knee hurts, because your hips. I'm like, so we do this hip workout. Now I can barely walk, but I feel good, right? I'm going to start flexing on people like that. Dudes are like, what do you bench? I'm like, what do those hips do, bro? That sounds weird, but I'm going to flip the script. It's actually a masculine thing for me to say, actually. Bro, these hips, I'm working on these IT bands. You know what IT stands for? Incredibly tough, dude. These hips make me a man. I could spread apart a concrete wall with my thighs, brother. Okay? Well, them hips do. So I'm just embrace this, what's happening to me. I used to go to yoga with Katie, and then I had to stop. We're all equal. Who cares? It's not a girl thing. It's a guy thing. Who cares? Mostly. So yoga, there's a lot of women there, but hey, yoga's good. It helps with the muscles and stuff, I think. Anyways, I decided to go, and it was like kind of nice, but I was like, Katie, you have to go with me because I don't want to go by myself. It's embarrassing. She's like, nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm like, I know, but I am. It's like, and a bunch of white women. That's like half of you listening right now. I didn't like the odds. I remember I went to one of my first class I went to without Katie. I went, all girls and me. I was like, I don't like this, but it's fine. I'm going to do this. I'm going to crush it. It's fine. And as I walked out, the instructor who led the class goes, big fan. I'm never going back. But I did. I went back with Katie a few times. I went back one more time without her. And it was like a packed class, 50 people, 49 girls, Trey. No exaggeration. I did not like that. And it just makes it worse because 43 of them are crushing it way more than I am. And the final straw was when my a realtor who helped me buy a house, this house several years ago, you know, a 50-year-old woman just turned her head and was next to me. Hey, what's up, man? I'm not judging you or me, but it feels like me and you should be doing different workouts, but we're doing the exact same one. And that's great for you and really bad for me. So that's what's happened to me in quarantine. We're trying to find some love on the podcast today. like I said, we have over 2,500 submissions. I called for your dating resumes. I thought it could be a little fun idea. You know, I have one of my good friends, he's like single, and obviously like dating and quarantine and stuff is just kind of non-existent. So I was like, how about, you know what? I'll help you guys out. And I thought it'd be kind of like, oh, that's kind of funny. But people, y'all were sending me emails like, Trey, hook it up. Come on. I'm not messing around. And so now I'm not messing around. We're going to actually do this. I've got a little plan set. Here's how it's going to work. First and foremost, enjoy the theme song.
Matchmaking on Correct Opinions Podcast.
Yeah, I kept messing up that wording. As you can see, I can't even talk. So matchmaking, okay, that's all this is on Correct Opinions Podcast. I have five pairings right now, five women, five men. I selected them somewhat randomly. I went through and you know, I tried to pair them up around the same age at the very least. And that's where we're at. They're pretty random. I've reached out to these people. They've all said, yes, I'm down. So we're going to call them into the show. We're going to learn a little about each of them, and they're going to learn about each other. They're going to chat a little bit. Sparks are going to fly. Hips are going to sway. Hey, my hips are strong. What'd I say? And yeah, that's kind of how it's going to be. I'm very excited for this. And then in the coming weeks, we hope to see some true love being blossomed, right? It is spring. And so we'll try to check up on them in the coming weeks and get some updates, good or bad. Hey, Sarah, tell us what happened. Well, Josh, turned out he was 5'3", so I left him. Okay. Oh, well, turns out Samantha doesn't have a job. And not just because of the virus, she's never had one. So, oh, well, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen, but hopefully the good updates. We're in love. And guess what? I'm going to officiate the weddings that come out of this. I just decided that. So that's kind of in the fine print of the agreement. I don't know if they knew that, but this is going to be fun. So, yeah, I'm sore, but I'm ready to rock. I'm hoping to make some matches. I almost said make some love again. I don't know why I want to keep saying that, but this is
matchmaking on Correct Opinions Podcast.
Okay, folks, we have our first pair of the first ever matchmaking on Correct Opinions. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. I really, I got a triple check. We're all working here. We're recording. Okay. So this is how it's going to work. I'm going to call ladies first. We're going to make sure she's here. We're going to say hello. Then we're going to put her on hold, grab the fella. I'm short of breath. Not because of the virus, because out of shape and nervous. It's a tornado of heavy breathing. But okay. And then we're going to merge them together and we're going to make some love, matchmake, and they'll fall in love. I gotta find a way to articulate that a little better. Boom. Here we go. Her number is, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Okay. Oh, dude, if the first ever doesn't pick up. Hello, Addison?
Yes.
This is Trey Kennedy. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You're on the air. Correct Opinions. Thanks for answering. Thanks for being a part of this.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. So scale 1 to 10, how single?
Is negative an option? Negative 1?
Oh, okay. What, like being the most single?
Yes.
Exactly. I got it. Okay. So, I mean, that seems pretty clear. You are on a podcast trying to find love, which I respect. So,
hey, whatever it takes, right?
That's what, I feel good about this. I hope you do too. I think this could work. So, Addison, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Addison, you got it. I have a potential honestly, potential husband for you. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I'm going to grab him and then we're going to come together. We're going to do this thing. Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Gosh. Thanks so much. Oh my gosh. Oh, we're doing it. We're doing it. Okay. Let's call, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call William. Oh man. Oh, I got to make sure I 7 7 3 3. Okay, don't listen to the. And we're calling. Here we go. Come on, William. That guys.
This is Will.
Will, William.
Yes, William. William's good.
But mainly Will.
Either or.
Big Willie or something like that. It's Trey.
Yeah, perfect.
We're here on the podcast. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well.
Good deal. Good deal. So, first things first, how tall are you?
I am 6'4".
So, I mean, for a blind podcast matchup, that's a good start, dude.
Well, perfect.
Yeah.
My ethnicity is Hispanic and Irish, so I have no idea how I got 6'4", but it is what it is at
this
point.
This is all, I don't know. You kind of seem like maybe the perfect man for this girl here. I have her on hold. Okay, we're going to pair your eyes up. We're going to just have some fun, all right? And we're gonna do this thing. So you're single, I take it.
I am.
Aggressively or?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, hold tight, Will. I'm going to grab this lovely lady and we're going to do this thing.
All right.
Thanks, my man. Our girl, I think our girl hung up on us. Hold up now. Here we go. We're calling her back. Addison, don't do this. She's like, okay, this is weird. I'm out. Could you imagine?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, did we lose you?
Yeah, it said call failed. So.
Oh, okay. Maybe I did something wrong. I don't know. That's hilarious. I thought you were like, oh wow. I never mind. Okay, we got the guy online. We're going to merge it. All right, here we go. All right, is everybody there? Will, Addison.
Yes.
Will is here.
What is up? Hello. Okay, we're doing this. This is my very janky way of podcast. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for doing this.
I can't remember the last time someone star 67 me, honestly.
Okay. Oh, hey, I wasn't going to tell people I was doing that. I actually, it's hilarious. I was like, does that still work? And I tried it calling my roommate, and I was like, wow. So for those who don't know, star 67. You can still, I guess, unknowingly call people. So,
as a no caller ID on mine.
Excellent. Okay, not that I don't trust y'all. After this, I'm sure we'll be friends. We can all share numbers. Okay, great. So, Addison, I've already checked. Will is 6'4".
Okay.
Okay, she maybe you're hoping for 6'5". I mean, how many 6'5"?
No. I'm a whole foot shorter. So.
Okay, great. That's good. That's good. You're not like 6'3" yourself. 6'5" or something. Those exist. Okay.
Off? 6 foot, 6'1"?
Honestly, I don't have a preference.
Okay. So she's a liar. That's not a great start, Will.
No.
Okay.
Seriously.
No. It's fine. All right. So we'll just get going here. Addison, ladies first, just tell us a little about yourself. Tell the people a little about yourself, age, where you're from, what do you do, so forth.
Okay. I am Addison, obviously. I am 26. I'll turn 27 in June. So. Getting on up there.
Birthday coming up.
I live in Nashville. Do what?
Birthday coming up. Good to know.
Yes. I live in Nashville. I was born and raised. I love it. And so does everybody else that seems to visit and stay. I am a dental professional. I'm a dental assistant at a private practice downtown Nashville. So not only do I work, but I also play down there. And for fun, I would say I love concerts, big music person, and sports all the way. Love sports. So that's about it, really.
Wow. All your favorite things are canceled, but so I hope you're hanging in there.
I know. Let's not talk about it.
Great. Okay, Will, give us a rundown.
Yeah, sure. So my name's William. I'm originally from Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where I was born and raised. But I actually live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, so just right down the street from Nashville, give or take. I am 28. My birthday's also in June, and I'm turning 29 in June. So I'm getting up there as well. I went to
Hold on real quick, Will. Say that we cut out here. Come on, cell service. So you said you're 29, then what'd you say?
Oh, yeah, I'm 29, or I'm 28, during turn 29 in June.
Gotcha.
And then I went to school in Virginia. I went to Liberty University and studied finance and economics. And I'm in sales right now. So previously, in my previous work life, I worked for an oil company for 4 years. And I now work for an industrial supply company in sales. So super interesting stuff for sure.
Excellent. Wow, this is working out greatly already. Okay, so I'm just going to reel off a few questions. We're going to let y'all talk a little bit. Let's just have some fun. So for Will, is there balding in your family?
Okay, no.
Oh.
Well, no. So I have a full head of hair, and okay. It's not going anywhere. No, I'm good.
Good, okay. Addison, do you have any pets?
Do I have any pets? No, not personally. I do have a roommate that has two unclawed kittens. So,
got it. But unclawed? What does that mean?
So it's this big thing. It's just better for them to not be declawed. So I don't know. I'm not a cat person. I just keep to myself.
Wait, so they do or I'm to not be not declawed. Do they have claws or not?
Yes, they do.
They do, which is
bad if they take them off. Like if a vet were to, if you were to go in and have them taken off, it's bad. Someone said it was like if you went in and have both of your arms taken off, it compared it to that.
Oh, so wow. Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Do you or do you not like claws?
I do not like claws.
I love claws.
White claws?
White claw. Okay. would either of y'all consider yourselves old souls?
Yes.
I would as well. Yeah.
Okay, so you're both kind of lame. This is what that means. Okay, I'm kidding.
It depends on how many white claws I've been involved.
Okay, got it.
I would describe it as traditional, not necessarily old soul.
Oh, traditional. You're a classy woman.
Yes.
Maybe that's what that means. Okay. Unrelated, but agreed. Okay, great. And let's see what else we have here. Any crazy exes on either side that we need to worry about?
Negative.
No.
Good. Yeah, that's always great.
Out. Yeah. Push out of those. Thank goodness.
Yeah. I'm good.
This could be fun. What was y'all's, if you have your phones, I guess you clearly have, I almost said if you have your phones on you, so that was stupid. Do you check what was your phone screen time in the past week?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mine, it's just, I feel like each Sunday when it updates you, and it's just like yours is 7 hours.
I got mine yesterday. Mine said up 11 hours per day.
11 hours per day?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, wow. It makes me feel way better about myself.
So do not hold that against me. I'm quarantined and absolutely bored.
Right. Got it. Yeah, no judgment.
Just kidding. Yeah, so mine says 3 hours, but I have a work phone and a personal phone, so it's probably double that, so probably 6 hours.
You have two or three phones?
Two.
Two phones.
Phone and a personal phone.
Okay.
Either way, he's way better than me as far as being on the screen.
Or worse, but he has two phones, so that's something, you know, as a woman and a guy has two phones, that's something to be, you know, something to be wary of. Well, you know, I don't know.
One's for work and, you know, one's for, you know, I've had it since I was, 14 years old or something like that, so I just can't get rid of it.
Got it. Okay. Hey, it's just good to know. Okay. And we asked you guys to maybe have a question for the other. So it's time for that. Addison, you went first last time. Will, you go ahead. Addison a question.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll let Addison get. Oh, so you want a serious question or a light question?
I prefer both, but I'll go with the latter.
Okay. So the funny question. All right. So, are Starburst taffy?
Ooh. I would say yes.
Why?
Because they are very sticky, and because I work in dental, you're not supposed to eat them.
Oh, here we go.
We prefer you to eat chocolate rather than that, because it doesn't stay on your teeth and cause cavities.
Okay.
And so would taffy. Same thing.
Fair enough.
There you go.
There we go. Sparks are flying. Addison, your turn.
Okay. If Saturdays are really for the boys, what is your ideal Saturday?
Oh, man. Pool or lake? I mean,
I'm about it.
Yeah, pool or lake. And I don't mind if there are girls there. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm all about the guys, but come on, I'd have no bad feelings about having girls there, so.
That's right. Awesome. Two phones will. That's what we're talking about.
Two Come phones on. Will.
All right. Addison and Will, thank you. We have some other people to get to, but listen, we would love, if is it okay if I connect y'all after this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Sure. I mean, what are you going to say? No? I mean, that actually, no. So it's like that MTV show. What was it, Next? You just hop off the bus and you're like, Next!
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. Thank you guys for participating. We'll be in touch, and we'd love to stay updated on the way if this should unfold at all. We hope so. But thank you guys for coming on to Correct Opinions. Appreciate the love.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate y'all. Bye-bye.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye.
That first things first, that could have gone better, I don't think. Two phones, Will. Had a lot of nice, strong things to say. He seemed like an impressive guy. Addison, you know, he's slinging White Claws and eating taffy, and she's a dental person. I feel like there's a lot of good synergy there. It could be a good team, right? I don't know. We'll have to see. So how this is going to work, I hope that some of these people we try to pair up talk after this. That's a real thing. Honestly, it sounds like they live down the street from each other, which I was completely lucky. So we're going to update this over the coming weeks. So that was couple one. Let's get to the next one.
Hello?
Hello, Emily?
Yes, this is her.
That was very professional. Thank you. This is Trey Kennedy. How are you?
Good. I have my banking voice on right now.
I love that. Hard day at work?
Yeah.
Nice. I like
that. Not banking, teaching, but still.
Oh my God. We have multiple careers. I like that. We're all get to know you. Thanks for coming on Correct Opinions.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Of course. As you know, we had thousands of submissions. So it must be fate that you're here and we have a guy ready to be called in. All right. So you're single. You've been single for a while. What's the story?
Yeah. Since 1965.
Wow. So, okay.
It feels like that.
It feels like that. Oh, I feel you. Okay. So I'm glad it feels like that because I'm here to help. All right. So I'm just going to call in the guy. So if you don't mind, if I can put you on a brief hold, and we'll get y'all all in here and we're going to make some things happen.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, Emily. One sec. Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. Now we're calling Andy. Andy. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Andy?
Yeah.
This is Trey Kennedy. How you doing, man?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good, man.
Good, good. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, of course. We had a bunch of submissions, so you're stood out. I don't know. I have a lady on hold here on the line. We're gonna loop you in. We're gonna have a little fun, and yeah. So you've been single a while, newly single. What's the story?
Yeah, I've been single for a while. I live in Denver. Denver for about 3 years. Before that, I was in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay, great. Well, you hold tight, Andy. I'm gonna loop us in.
Okay, cool.
Here we go. Hello, Emily?
Yes.
Okay, well, you got Andy and Trey here. What's up?
Hey.
There he is.
How's it going?
Hey. Okay, we're here. Thank you guys again. Ladies first, Emily, if you just give us a rundown a little bit about you, age, where you're from, what do you do?
Okay, so I'm 32. I am from Akron, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Home of LeBron James.
Oh yeah, the king.
I am a high school business teacher, But before that, I spent 11 years as a banker. I started when I was 17. So I was basically the bank raised me. And okay.
So you're also a high school business teacher. So you teach teenagers about business?
Yes.
Do they all want to be YouTubers? I bet they do.
That?
Do they all want to be YouTubers?
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I've kind of, I'm not a great example. I'm sorry. Don't let them do that, because then you just
you're the problem.
Yeah, I am the problem. All right, continue. Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm also pretty involved in the community. I'm on a couple different boards. I'm a landlord, and I'm also involved in a lot of volunteering things, which is what I blame my singleness on. That and the fact that I'm maybe a little bit picky.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Andy. Why don't you give us the same?
Yeah. Quick background.
Totally.
Originally, I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska. So hopefully, you're not an Ohio State fan, because I'm a Husker guy. So
okay.
But, yeah, I grew up in Nebraska. Spent some time in Colorado. Moved to California after college. Lived in Orange County for about 7 years. Currently, I have a career in healthcare. I sell healthcare benefits to large companies. I love sports. I love to travel. I love trying new, food in different restaurants and going out for drinks. So, yeah, I've been single quite a while. I think part of my problem is I am picky as well. So, yeah, I'm just here to have a good time and see what happens. So, yeah.
Love that. Okay. Thank you, guys. All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions, and I'm going to let you all have it a little bit. Andy, I'll start back to you. From one of these options, low, moderate, or high, how would you describe your credit score?
High.
You hear that, Emily?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's a good start. Emily, how important are looks to you? And if they're not, quit lying.
Yeah. Okay. So I keep going back and forth on this, because although I want somebody who is single, sexy, and saved.
Okay.
I really feel like things like humor can make people really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But easy on the eyes definitely helps.
You got it. Well, we had a very thorough vetting system over here at Correct Opinions, which. By that, I mean, I just kind of scanned through the emails, and he's a good looking guy. Okay. I know that's not when you're on a blind date on a podcast, it's weird to have another man here vouching for his hotness, but that's just what's happening here. Okay.
Thanks,
you got it, man. You got it. I'm here to help. Okay. We asked if you guys could have a question for each other. Do you guys have those?
Mm-hmm.
Or it could just be anything. So Emily, why don't you go back to you? Would you ask away, get to know Andy.
Okay, so Andy, on a scale of 1 to like maybe I'd rather swallow a coat hanger, how comfortable are you / what are your thoughts towards sharing your feelings and being vulnerable?
Oh, that's a good question. So it's a scale here?
Well, just yes.
Pretty low on the scale.
They're already arguing.
Because it's really hard for me to talk about my feelings. I don't know if it's how I grew up or the friends I hung out with or previous relationships, but it is hard for me to put down my walls and talk about feelings and be a little vulnerable.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. Is it something you would say that you're able to build on in relationships?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a comfort level. The more that I've been involved in a relationship, the easier it is to open up and talk about that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think it's like a comfort level and the experience that you have with that person.
Okay.
This is great. This is great. Wow. He's being vulnerable about how he's not vulnerable at all. So
exactly.
That's something to think about there. Also, I love those questions. Those are great questions, Emily. But yeah, I mean, what else is he going to say? I'm basically undateable. I am devoid of emotion. But that's great. Okay, Andy, what's your question for her?
Okay, my question is, Emily, if you were stranded on a deserted island and you could bring 3 things, what would it be?
Oh, sweet Jesus. I'm going to need a second to think about this. Okay.
Yeah, take a second.
I'd like to bring my dog.
Okay, besides me.
Obviously. Thanks for clarifying. So I'm not bringing Andy. So I'm going to bring my dog. I'm probably going to bring my Bible. I feel like that's so like Christianese to say, but it's true. And then the third thing, well, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I'd have to bring like my iPhone so I could stay connected to my podcasts.
Okay. Well, how are you going to like keep it plugged in?
Burn. That's such a good question.
She'll listen to like 8 podcasts and then.
Yeah.
And then you're done.
Very limited. Yeah. I might have to skip the correct opinions one.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Now we're roasting me. This is not what is the point of this. Okay. This is amazing. Anything else you guys have for each other? The floor is yours. Awkward silence.
Emily, do you enjoy traveling?
Yes, I love traveling. I have traveled quite a bit. Before, when I was in banking, I used to travel for work, and I've gotten to go on, I just went to Africa last summer and then Jamaica. Nice. And yeah, I want to go to more places.
So if like outside of when we're all able to leave quarantine and everything, like what's like an ideal vacation for you?
I like warm weather.
Yeah.
And beautiful scenery. The best trips I've been on have been ones that have been a combination of leisure and like ministry work. And if I do go to somewhere that's like, so for example, when I went to Jamaica, we definitely went to the resorts, but I personally got the most joy out of being like with the locals and in the local areas and just absorbing like the actual culture of the places.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. Very cultural. I love that. So it was like a mission trip thing. So you got like a vacation for free.
Basically. Those are
the best. Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay.
That's the only reason I do mission trips.
Perfect. Now, thank you. That's a great way to wrap this up. Andy and Emily, thank you. We have some other couples we're trying to get to, but is it okay if I connect you guys after this?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it. Seriously, thanks for being willing to do this. It's fun, and we hope it actually goes somewhere. Who knows? But thank you guys again, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. See y'all. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. Man, that's great. Andy and Emily. Free vacations. Those mission trips, those were classic. You know, when you they've talked about this before on the podcast, the kid down the street whose dad was a neurosurgeon, they're like, could you spare us some money for a trip? Go ask your daddy, boy. What do you mean? But anyways, they were a lot of fun, and we're going to just move on to the next person. Let's go.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello.
Hallie?
Hi, yes.
Hello, this is Trey Kennedy. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm great. How was your Monday?
Actually really good, really productive.
Well, look at that. You're just in the workday with maybe meeting the love of your life.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Well, you don't sound too confident. Maybe. We'll see. I should have never sent the email. Well, hello, Hallie. Thank you so much. I've somewhat randomly picked out a guy. Not a, you know, he's of age at least, but this is how it's gonna work. Who's ladies first? So I give you a call. If you can give me a brief hold, I'm gonna hit him up, and then we're just gonna have a few questions and have a good time. Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Okay, Hallie, give me 1 second. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, and for our guy, we have Ryan, who's actually my roommate. So Ryan, just come on in if you're free. Just come on in. So I say randomly, this is the one that was not that random. Ryan, we've lived together for a few years, and he's just a good single eligible bachelor, and he's come on the podcast.
Hey.
Yeah. Talk.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear yourself? That works, right?
Yeah.
You ever been on a podcast?
This is my first time.
We got Hallie on hold here. Maybe your new...
Might be my wife.
Might be. Okay, so Ryan and I have lived together for a few years, and...
I'm trusting the process.
You bet. We've lived together for a few years, and that's coming to an end soon.
Yeah, this week.
Sadly. But we've been mistaken for a couple ourselves over the years. So this feels like a nice, like... full circle thing. Yeah, anyways, okay.
Like I try to buy you a drink.
So Ryan's here, Hallie's here. I'm gonna bring her back in, and we're doing this. Hallie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We got Ryan. Ryan, you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Ryan and Hallie, what's up, y'all?
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. awkward. No, this is great. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. Ladies first. Just Hallie, give us a little breakdown about you so the people, Ryan, can know. How old are you, where are you from, what do you do, so forth.
Yeah, for sure. I'm 25. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm a high school history teacher. Okay.
Student. High school teacher, that's awesome. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. Other than that, I love people. I love my friends. I love to hang out with them all the time. I love to travel.
That's great.
Books.
Oh, okay. You love books. Okay, great. This is all good. Some people don't like books. Okay. Thank you, Hallie. Ryan, do us the same.
I'm Ryan. So I'm from Houston, live in Kansas City. Used to be a high school teacher myself.
Oh, he's already flirting. Keep going.
Bingo. I taught Algebra 2. I am now a supply chain consultant in Kansas City. So I live with Trey, been living with him the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah, Hallie, I was going to tell her later. I was going to spoiler. This Ryan's actually my roommate. So this isn't just like I'm interviewing, I'm setting up like five different couples. And when I needed to pick guys, I was like, oh, Ryan, you want to just walk it down from the office since we're quarantined together and hop on? You're single. And he goes, sure. So I can vouch for him. He's a nice guy. All right, Ryan, continue.
Well, that's good.
She said, are you for real? And I thought that was a good plug to your tour.
Are you for real tour? Postponed. Till we're working on it. All right, continue.
R.I.P. I also like traveling. So I lived in Spain for a year, lived in Morocco for a few months. Enjoy reading. I'm reading The Knicks right now. It's very good. Would recommend.
Okay. Thank you. This is great. Now we know. I'm going to ask each of you guys maybe a question or two and then give it up to y'all. We'll throw back to Ryan since Hallie went first. Ryan, how much money do you make? I'm kidding. No, that's not what we're asking. Ryan, what do you bench?
More than you?
No, it doesn't. Not that much like me, so that works. Oh, hey, Hallie, what is your go-to coffee order?
I really don't drink coffee.
Okay.
Any particular reason? But it doesn't agree with me.
I understand. Okay. That's good. And honest. I like the vulnerability. I've also had some stomach aches this morning. Too much coffee, so I get it.
Yeah, when it does agree with me, I'm very simple, a vanilla latte, but honestly, I'm a green tea person.
Okay, green tea. I like that. Keep it green. Mm-hmm. Coffee doesn't agree with you, but hopefully Ryan does.
Can I ask her a follow-up question?
Take it away. You guys, yeah.
Ella, hey, what's up? Where's your favorite go-to tea spot in Dallas?
In Dallas?
Are you still in Dallas?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, got it.
I don't know why I was surprised by that. probably, there's this really cute place called the Wild Detectives. It's like in South Dallas. And it's like a coffee shop, bar, and bookstore all in one. So it's really great.
Wow. Okay. That's nice. And I did ask if you guys would have a question for the other. So Hallie, why don't you go ahead? Do you have a question for Ryan?
Yeah, I do. What is your favorite place on earth? Like if you could be anywhere right now, where would you be?
Right here with my best friend.
Oh, come sweet. Here, man.
Give me a hug. Give me a kiss. I'm just kidding.
So this past weekend, I got to see my family down in Austin. So I'd probably like down at my family spot in Austin off Lake Travis.
Oh.
Oh, that's awesome. I love Austin.
Family, man. The sparks are flying, if I may say so myself.
Wow, this is going so well.
I mean, anything else?
Do I get to ask my question?
Ask your question. I guess you didn't ask your official question. Go ahead.
Yes, Hallie. So you mentioned you like to travel. Where has been your favorite spot that you have been to? And follow up, what's the furthest you've been from
that's
Dallas?
Usually one per, but we'll go to. Here we are.
I'll start with the second one. The furthest has been Europe. I have family in England, so I go visit them. And then This past summer, I went to France. And then I actually have a trip booked to Hawaii in July. My fingers are crossed that I still get to go. Never been, and I want to go so bad. And I think
you're definitely not going. But... Okay,
I don't
go ahead. Sorry. Maybe.
I think we'll be good. And then my favorite place is Southern California, specifically La Jolla. So
my mom lived there last year.
In La Jolla?
Yeah, she did. It was great.
Wait, that's so cool.
Small world. We went to. She lived like down the street from that national park with the trees. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. I mean,
sparks are flying.
Wow. What? So, born and raised in Dallas.
Yeah.
D-Town's a great place to visit, even. Quarantine makes it tough, but eventually. Okay. Anything else? I mean, you guys are at dinner. I'm just the waiter. You guys need anything? And I'm out.
I'm good.
This has been fun. We do have other people to get to. So I thank you guys for coming on the podcast and for your willingness to find love. Or maybe you never thought this would actually happen, but it is. So thank you, Ryan and Hallie. We're going to, is it okay if we connect you guys after this? Because we're not messing around.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So we're on to the next one. Thank you, Ryan and Hallie. We appreciate y'all. I'll talk to you soon. Matchmaking, correct opinions. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Okay. I think Hallie was a little freaked out there. It was my roommate, but I think she was like, oh, great. Is this even a podcast? Is this some big scam to set up his roommate? No, it was a whole thing. It just kind of happened. So he's a good guy. I promise you'll see Hallie. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it happens. If not, maybe we can interview Ryan and just make fun of him. But anyways, also it's May 6th. I know I said May 5th. It's a sad day when I'm not even celebrating Cinco de Mayo. God, I can't even remember when it is. Okay. Excuse me, folks. We are on to the next one. That's right. Let's call up our next gal now. I can't believe Star 67 still exists. If I can even type. Do you guys do a thing where you try to type it so fast and you get it wrong 9 times in a row and you're like, I should have just, like, I, why am I so slow at this? Da, da, da. Da, 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 da. And we're in business.
Hello, this is Adele.
Adele, how are you? This is Trey Kennedy.
Hi, Trey. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Is that how you answer all your calls?
Sorry?
Is that how you answer all your calls?
This is Adele.
Yeah, this is very professional, you know. I feel like, I don't know, I need to start doing that, I feel like. I just go, hey.
Just hey.
Yeah. So?
Well, when it says no caller ID,
Star
generally
did
that
you know,
means I should.
Yeah. Did you know Star 67 is still a thing?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
It still is. That's how I did that. That's how I did that. Not that I don't trust you, but you know, we'll get there anyways.
But you know, I understand. I would do the same thing.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So thank you for coming on the show and submitting your dating profile. So you're single, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. Single, longly single, very single.
Like what is my single scale?
Sure.
Very single. Single, like a freaking Pringle, like honestly.
Okay. What flavor of Pringle?
You gotta go sour cream and onion, you know?
Okay. A little sour, but there's, I don't know how, like, I don't know if to describe. Right. There's a, okay. There's like a, yeah, there's like an umami coming through. Okay. I'm gonna,
yes, yes.
Okay. I'm gonna call the potential guy. So I'm gonna put you on hold really quick. Do you mind?
No problem.
Okay, that sounded like you were annoyed. Okay, no problem.
Nope, nope,
okay,
nope.
Okay, got it. Be right back. Thank you so much. This is great. We're calling our brother from another mother now. Oh, I'm getting all the numbers right first try. All right, brother, pick up. Everyone's been picking up too.
Hello, this is Luke Kennedy.
Luke Kennedy. What's up, man? It's maybe your brother, Trey.
Trey Kennedy?
Yeah, long lost cousin, dude. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, you having a good day?
Yeah, just got off work. Now I'm just relaxing with my wolf.
With your wolf?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was true on the email that okay. I sent out.
Yeah, I guess that was helpful on the dating thing. You said you have a wolf, so you're kind of like a... kind of mysterious, like what's that movie, the kind of a Twilight vibes.
Sure.
Don't act like you didn't see them all. All right, so we're gonna loop you in now. I got a nice sounds like a lovely lady on the line here. You ready?
Perfect. Yeah,
okay. Adele, Luke.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey,
Adele, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
We're all here. This is amazing. I guess we'll just start with this is thank you guys for coming on. This is fun. Well, I guess we'll start with tell each other and everyone a little about yourself. Adele, ladies first, like age, where are you from, what do you do? Go ahead.
I'm 26. I'm from California and I'm in marketing.
Love it.
Nice.
Is that it or
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, that's...
extensive list of questions.
Okay. No. Go ahead, Luke.
Yeah, my name is Luke. I'm 25. I actually lived in California for a couple of years, but now I'm back home in Tulsa, Oklahoma, best state in the world.
Oklahoma. Dude, we have the same last name, and we're both from Oklahoma.
I know, right? I feel like we got to be related somehow.
Do the family reunion, 1999.
Yeah.
Outside
of course.
Okay,
yeah,
anyways. So, well, let's just dive into it. Luke says he owns a wolf. So maybe let's tell us a little about that because I don't really understand.
Yeah. So as every 6-year-old normally does, I was obsessed with having a wolf. And of course, it never seemed like that would actually be a possibility.
I don't know if that's a ton of 6-year-olds do that. Go ahead. I just want a wolf.
Until 3.5 years ago, I basically like done a ton of research on raising them and then just decided to wait for like the right opportunity because it's a lot of work. And so 3.5 years ago, one of my buddies called me up and was like, bro, I just bought a wolf. And I was like, give me the number. I'm heading there right now. And so I bought him at 4 weeks, got to raise him. When I went to move to California, I actually had to give him up, and then this is crazy. When I moved back to Tulsa, it was just this random old lady that was taking care of him. She ended up going to jail.
She ate him.
This is true. She ended up going to jail and called me like 3 weeks after I'd moved back to Tulsa and was like in tears and was just like, you're going to have to like take him back now. Like, you know, and thankfully I'd moved back to Tulsa. So I hopped her fence, took Redden, and literally have no idea what happened to that lady, but I got him back. So
yeah. So similar to
a little bit of
Carol Baskin fed her husband to a tiger and fed an old lady to a wolf. So that's something to be concerned about.
Yeah. We're all kind of related. It's in the Kennedy family.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Wow. Yeah, so Adele, thoughts on that? Team Jacob, Team Luke?
Wow. What a story. I don't think I've ever heard of, let alone talked to someone who's owned a wolf. So,
well,
definitely interesting. Learn something new every day, I suppose. I have a dog, but she's very small and white and fluffy, so I'm pretty sure that's pretty much the opposite of your pet.
What kind of a dog is she?
Opposites attract.
She's like a poodle mix.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay, nice. Okay, this is great. Okay, I have a question for each of you, and then I'll let y'all kind of ask your questions go a little bit. This is great.
Yeah.
I'll go back to you, Adele. Have you ever applied to The Bachelor? If so, why? If not, why?
I have not. Although, you never know. This could be the gateway drug to applying to The Bachelor, you know, being on Trey Kennedy's
making podcast. No, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't getting the Bachelor rejects. We have a list of Bachelor alums who are dying to be on here, so this was kind of a strange.
Oh my gosh,
really?
Amazing. No. Oh,
yeah, totally. That's not really true, but
no, I would never go on because I think my eyes would be rolling so much at all the drama that they'd get stuck in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. So. That probably would not be super ideal.
Okay, great, great. And then Luke, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried is your mother that you're single?
Surprisingly not. She used to ask all the time.
Okay.
And then, that's a bad time. Maybe she's basically just given up on me now. And she's like, well, because I'm the last one in the family that is still single. So mm-hmm. Who knows? Or maybe they just, trust me that I'm going to, that I know what I'm doing. Which,
yeah, probably not that. They probably just gave up. I asked Oklahoma guy. When I was like 19, my mom was like, "Well, I guess your only option are divorce women now." So that took too long. I was like, "Whoa!"
No,
just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So now you guys take the floor. Luke, you can start first this time. We asked y'all prepare a question. So shoot your shot. What's your question?
Are we limited to just one question? Because
not at all.
I have a good. Okay, good.
Not at all.
Serious one.
Go ahead.
Funny one. I didn't just want to fall to one side. So Adele, we'll start with the fun one. My first question is, if you could live in any type of universe, what would you want to live in? And when I say that, I mean like the Star Wars universe, Lord of the Rings universe, Harry Potter, Little House on the Prairie. I mean, whatever kind of book or movie,
Twilight.
Or any kind of deal. Yeah, Twilight, of course. What universe would you want to live in and why?
Oh, man. Shoot. I mean, I guess I would say Harry Potter because it would be pretty efficient to fly around on some brooms instead of having to get in the car and go everywhere. So,
that's
I'd say that's my knee-jerk reaction.
She is efficient. What do you say? Tell us about yourself. 26, California, marketing.
Harry Potter nerd chick.
Great. Okay, Adele, back to you. What do you have a question for Luke?
Okay, so my question is, if you were stuck on a deserted island, but you could bring three things, no rules about this, what those things are, or how much of it, what would you bring?
I'm definitely bringing Revan, my wolf, because he's going to be doing the hunting. I would probably, I know this is going to sound like the cheesy Christian Oklahoma answer, but I'd totally bring my Bible.
That's hilarious. We had someone asked the same question the last couple, and she was like, and she also goes, this is embarrassing, but like my Bible, it's like, it's okay. It's the most read book of all time, if that makes you feel better.
So embarrassing. Go ahead,
so embarrassing. Yeah, no, you're good. I'd go with my wolf, my Bible, and a fishing rod.
Excellent.
Interesting.
Luke, you said you had some more questions?
I thought Wolf was going to do all the hunting for you. But,
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, you keep going. I'm just a fly on the wall.
Okay, I got another question. Adele, what do you value most about yourself?
About myself?
Yes.
I would say... the ability to see things from a different perspective and acknowledge that not everything is black and white.
That's huge. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
All right. What questions do you got for me? I guess you're up next.
Oh, well, shoot. I mean, the email said only one question, so
She follows her instructions. No, you're fine. Yeah, I just had one. Luce, do you guys have anything else before we go? We'll wrap up now. Any other thing you want to...
Do you have any tattoos?
I do, but it's a Bible verse, so I have to get one right. Come on.
Is it on the wrist?
No, that's way too basic white girl for me.
Okay, there's limits to it. Got it.
You know.
Well, this has been fun. You guys are awesome. Thank you guys for coming on. We're going to get to the next one, but yeah, I think we just have one more. But really, you guys were great. And is it okay if I connect you guys after this?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Great. we'll stay in touch. Thank you guys again for coming on Correct Opinions. Who knows? Who knows what will happen? But I'll talk to you all soon, okay? Thank you.
Awesome.
Have a good night, y'all. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
See you later, Dom.
The Wolfman. Love that. Okay, we have one more couple to get to before we wrap up this first edition of... I didn't have that plugged in. I need to work on my professionalism. So, last one we're going to get to now, and this has been fun. I think we're finding some pairs here. I don't know. I didn't love when I asked, is it okay if I pair you? She goes, sure. So, I don't know. I hope, though. I hope. Weirder things can happen. I met my wife through a DM, which is really dumb. So, who knows? Okay, last one. Here we go.
Hey, this is Morgan.
Morgan, this is Trey Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we are here on Correct Opinions. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. How are you?
I'm so excited.
Excellent. So you are ready to find love is what I'm hearing.
Something like that.
Something. Okay. Is anyone going to take this seriously? Okay. No, we do take this seriously. We've vetted the thousands of submissions, kind of. I didn't read all of them, but we found, a quality guy here. What's your dating life like? You're on the apps, you're in quarantine, you can't meet anyone. What's been going on?
Yeah, so I've been single for a year, but I've been on dates since then. But yeah, I dated. Wait, actually, first off, am I being recorded right now?
Yeah, we're on the podcast. Yep. So I guess say what you want to be out there.
Okay. Yeah. So.
You don't like. You are single, right? You're like, I have a boyfriend, but he doesn't need. I just hope he doesn't listen. You're single.
No.
Of course. I'm kidding.
I'm single for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What were you going to say? Or you're not going to say it?
I've seen a couple guys during quarantine, but it's just been pretty awkward because you can't go out and meet people normally at like a bar or something.
Right.
So.
Right. I hear you. Okay. Well, we're here to help. All right. So I've got a good guy waiting. I'm gonna give him a call. Do you mind holding for a quick moment?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Morgan. We'll be right back. This is, I love it. All right, let's call good old, we got Michael. A good old American name.
This is Michael.
Michael, this is Trey Kennedy. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good. You're single, huh?
I am single.
Single, okay. You, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Doing good? You sound cool, calm, and collected, man. We've got a nice lady on the line. You ready to maybe find love, meet your wife? Who knows?
I guess we'll find out.
Okay. I love it. All right. I'm gonna merge us here.
Okay.
Michael and Morgan. That has a nice ring to it. Y'all there?
I'm here.
Oh no, Michael.
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Oh no, Michael, are you even paying attention?
Oh my god,
I'm here.
Okay, thank you guys again for coming on the show. So we'll just start out with we went a little bit about both of you. Ladies first, Morgan. Tell us, you know, maybe your age, where you're from, what do you do, etc.
Okay, yeah. So I am living in Indianapolis, Indiana. I do business development and marketing for an engineering firm that designs buildings. So we do mechanical, electrical, plumbing, super fun stuff.
Boring.
For healthcare, higher education, corporate offices, and hospitality projects. I went to Purdue. I'm 28.
Boilermaker.
Yeah, boiler up.
What does that mean? I don't know. But it sounds cool.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Michael, tell us about yourself.
Okay, right on. I live in Austin, Texas, but I'm actually from Indiana. So that's cool. Grew up in Carmel. My mom and sister both went to Purdue. So, right on. But I currently work in construction management in the multifamily residential side.
Wow.
So you guys both build buildings, basically.
Yeah, kind
of.
Like it.
Kind of. So maybe you guys could build a home. Who knows? All right. So I'm going to ask you guys a little question each. You kind of get more loose than we asked you guys to prepare a question for each other. We'll just kind of keep it going. So Michael, asked you first. I don't know. Are you familiar with the love languages, the Enneagram, any of those?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Are you Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just do it. What, Michael? Morgan? What's your love language?
Mm-hmm. In order, I guess they go. So, number one is touch. Number two is quality time. Those are probably my top two, right? And then acts of service, and then affirming words, and then gifts.
Okay, I'll let you get. Your number one is touch, and where we're not allowed to touch anyone in the whole world. So no wonder you were desperate enough to come on the podcast. Right. Thank you. Michael, what about you? Love language, Enneagram? Anything?
Love languages, top two would be probably acts of service and quality time. Enneagram, I'm definitely a hardcore one.
Hmm. A good old one. Perfectionist. So maybe
yes, through.
Okay, so maybe you're a little picky.
Yeah,
I've been there. You know what I mean? Yeah, Morgan knows what I'm saying. Okay, Morgan, what's your dating life looks like? You spend a lot of time in the apps. What's your experience with the apps? Love them, hate them?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them, to be honest. But I use them.
So you thought this would be a good idea?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah,
sorry.
Something new, I guess.
That's great. So, okay, do you guys have any pet peeves? Michael, any pet peeves?
Biggest one probably be unaware people.
Hmm.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Said unaware people.
Oh, unaware, yeah. Mm-hmm. Super annoying.
Oh, Morgan agrees. Morgan, do you have a pet peeve?
There you go.
I don't know. I'm sure I do. I guess just people that aren't curious. Other people, I don't know.
Okay, that's a great answer. Okay, you guys, we asked to have a question ready. So, Michael, why don't you start us off? Shoot Morgan a question. I'm flying the wall.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Morgan, my question is, what's your favorite thing about yourself?
That's a great question. I guess I would say that my favorite thing is that I am an honest person. I think that's a good quality to have.
Yeah,
it definitely is.
I would say, I'm very purposeful in everything I do. Pretty much I try to do everything with a purpose behind it. I just don't like to do things just to do them.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay. Morgan, do you have a question for Luke?
Yeah, I had a couple.
Yeah, of course.
First one I wanted to ask you was, so how long have you been following Trey?
Oh, no. Well, does he even follow me? Michael.
You don't follow it.
So I got to be honest, my friends are the ones that entered me into this.
Oh, really?
So it's I can't say I've been following Trey super long.
This is humiliating.
Be honest, I 30 actually, minutes.
Well,
I
he's got have, he got my number before he even followed me, ever heard of me.
I don't even have social media, actually.
That's hilarious.
Oh, he's off the grid. Oh, your friends entered you. Yeah, okay.
I'm a ghost.
Okay, well, this I was just trying to set people up, and yeah, now I'm losing my confidence. It's fine. It's all good.
No,
it's fine. It's fine.
I've seen a bunch of your stuff now, though. So.
it's really fine.
I just discovered him 4 months ago, so I'm his biggest 4 month fan you'll ever meet, probably.
Okay. Hey, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, he's hilarious, and I found out about him through a guy on Bumble.
So the dating things are, maybe I'm onto something here.
Hey,
maybe.
Well, shout out to that guy on Bumble. Okay, keep going, Morgan. Sorry.
So I wanted to ask you that. And then I guess another question that's fun is, if you could switch lives with anybody in the world, who would it be and why?
That's a good question.
Not Trey. I don't even follow that loser.
I'm not setting you up, man.
I would probably choose, let's see, and maybe Zion Williamson.
If you know, he's got a bright future.
That is.
He's got a bright future. I like that. Okay, so you want to have a good opportunity, but you still want to earn it. He's a rookie in the NBA. Morgan is like, okay, not a good answer. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, my answer would be is there anyone in the world who doesn't have to quarantine right now? I don't know. Anyone with a lake house. I'd love to be there. So, no, this is fun, y'all. I appreciate
it. Great.
Yeah, that's great. Any final thoughts? You guys have any more questions you had or any final thoughts? That's great, guys. No, it's great. We're going to give you guys, is it okay if I connect you guys? Shoot you a message or email or something? Great. Morgan, Michael, thanks again. We've interviewed quite a few couples. So this has been really fun. First ever matchmaking of Correct Opinions. And I'll talk to you guys soon. We'll try to get an update on what's happened. But thanks again, Michael. Thanks for the recent follow, man. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night, y'all. We appreciate it. You guys are great. Bye. That's so funny. Finally, someone gets asked, so how long have you been a fan of Trey? I don't know who this guy is. That's a wrap. We had five couples set up. That was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, we're going to connect these people. Hopefully the men step up and, you know, that's what men do, right? You send the first DM, or I don't know, Bumble, the girl sends the first, I don't know. Hopefully they connect and talk, and we're going to try to get updates and see what went right, what went wrong on next week. Now, is it possible that none of these people, you know, these people come on here like, that was weird, Trey's weird, that person was weird, and none of them ever talk to me again? Yeah, that's possible. I have no control over that, but I don't know. I feel good about a few of those. I feel like some sparks were flying. I'm like Chris Harris. If Chris Harrison was less professional and had a little more inflection to his voice. So we're doing things over here. And one more time, y'all, that's it for the first ever edition. And I think we want to do this again. I feel like this could be a big success. And the first ever edition of Matchmaking on Correct Opinions, we're going to keep it updated. It's fun. So thanks again, y'all. That was a lot of fun.
Matchmaking on Correct.
Love it. Okay. That's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Something a little different to keep us entertained. Please let me know what you thought of it. If you love that, if you want to do more creative stuff like that to get you guys involved. I actually had a blast talking to those 10 people. Well, one of them was my roommate, those 9 strangers. They're all really great and nice, and that was fun and nice of them to take time out of their day. So thank you to them. Thank you to all you guys who submitted. And please give us a 5-star review on the Apple Store if you can. That helps us a lot. And if you ever want to watch a video version of this, it's on my YouTube. Just search Trey Kennedy on YouTube, and we're living it up, man. Let's find some love. Let's not make it. Let's find it, though. That's it on this week's Correct Opinions. We'll be back next week. Really appreciate you guys. Really, really do. And much love. This would have, my tour would have ended just a couple of days ago. Very sad we couldn't do that, but we should know soon the postponement details. That's just kind of an ordeal for all my agents to deal with. So we're working on it. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys who sent me really nice messages of like, can't wait to see you eventually. I say the same to you. Do less. God bless y'all. Thank y'all for listening. I'll see you next week. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.